When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
I guess it's been 11 months, so it's time to resume the Art Sound Off Challenge for 2020, which means that another 30 days of updating Thunder Punch Daily once again. And this first entry for this year's Art Sound Off, I guess I'll lay out what my plan? Maybe not my plan. Sort of like my intention, I guess, for this year's challenge is I'm going to be updating with a sort of umbrella theme, like I did, sort of like I did last year. Last year, I did like a whole bunch of entries about different Transformers that I really enjoyed. This year, I'm going to talk a little bit about teaching arts and being a teaching artist and sort of like essays about what it's like to be a teaching artist, what benefits I've derived from being a teaching artist for the past 13 years, and then, I don't know, what would you call it? Not tips. Sort of just like various insights that I have, approaches, and maybe what you could call tips that I've picked up and developed over the past decade and change doing this thing, teaching arts. What is a teaching artist? A teaching artist is a person who is not a teacher by training, but is an artist by training who has turned to teaching. So you've gained a lot of experience from, like, you know, practical experience of doing the thing, doing the work of making art in some form or another, in my case, comics and cartooning. And then you try to find ways to transmit that, make it transmissible to people who are interested in doing it. So, which implies that there's a certain level of skill acquisition, you know, to learn how to teach. It's not something, it is a skill that you have to acquire, right? And it's something, but it is a skill that you can acquire. So that's the broad view of what I plan on checking in on daily over the course of November 2020. Now, very briefly, to wrap this one up, because I am going to try to keep these brief this year. I say that every year, don't I? I'd like to start by sharing a few thoughts on reasons that I didn't want to be a teaching artist. Language and narrative that I had in my back pocket to talk me out of doing it. Because the story I've told on many other podcasts is my first opportunity to be a teaching artist presented itself very early in my career. Like, I want to say, well, about 19 or 20 years ago. And I was so against the idea that I felt angry that the opportunity was even presented to me, because I felt like I had no right to it. So the first reason that I talked myself out of it was that I'm nobody, right? I've only just started. I've maybe had a few published works behind me. I've got a handful of self-published works behind me. Nobody is going to say, oh, it's Jersey Drozd teaching a class. Thank goodness. I've been waiting for this, right? Like, there was no crowd appeal to my name. Right. So, like, I thought that was one thing. That was one very powerful reason why I shouldn't do it. I wasn't famous. I wasn't established. I wasn't somebody with an enormous swath of books behind me. However, I did have some work behind me, and I had some perspective to share on this. Right. I didn't think about it that way back then. Another thing was that I did, and I still catch myself every once in a while sort of like falling victim to that narrative of, well, if you teach, then you're not actually a real, insert the name of the occupation here, right? Because if you were a real, insert the name of the occupation here, you wouldn't have time to teach. Maybe. But I like to think that there's more to any occupation than just the name. Like, there's more to any person than just the occupation. And also, I feel like the even people who are doing this as a quote-unquote full-time job have to do a certain amount of advocacy for themselves, marketing for themselves. Even the most successful cartoonists, insert the job title here, have to do some kind of like road work in terms of going out and doing events to keep people aware of their work and so on. So maybe, but I don't think it's as simple as that. I feel like that's a pretty reductive argument. But again, I give myself a pass because I was fairly young and naive about it when I was feeling that way. And then there was the whole idea of like, well, maybe, you know, I'm not the most personable person in the entire world. You know, it's like, especially, this is something I say all the time, is that comics is a job that says like, hey, do you like to be alone for many hours on end? Do you like to spend a lot of time by yourself with a drawing board? Hey, this career is for you. So, you know, early on, I was about to say, like, I'm different now. I'm still a very awkward person. And I was then, I am now. I find it's easier to step aside of my awkwardness sometimes. I still create awkward situations in the way I act and talk. But, you know, that was something I used to talk myself out of doing teaching arts in the beginning is that, like, look, I'm not what you would call charming. Some would argue that I'm not now. I think I'm a little bit more charming than I used to be. But you know, at the same time, and I feel like that's something that you can, there's a performance mode you can kick into when you get enough practice at it. And like, this is something that I've practiced a lot, is that like, no matter how I'm feeling, the moment before I walk into the classroom, when I walk into that classroom, those kids get 100% of me. Those students, I should say, because I also teach teens and adults sometimes. So that's all to say is that like, there's a few of the reasons that I've used in the past to talk myself out of doing it. And those are voices that sometimes bubble up to talk me out of doing it now. But those are all voices that I intend on countering this month, in various ways. So there's that. And there's my intention. Is I'm going to talk myself back into it, hopefully talk some of you into doing it, or at the very least, sort of explore thoughtfully why I do it, what benefits I get out of it, and maybe articulate a few of the approaches that I've used, sometimes intuitively, sometimes more explicitly in my classrooms, as a means to share some of the celebration of what happens when you embark on this journey of becoming a teaching artist, but then also like when you're on the way, some of the cool things to look out for. And I am excited about listening to other people sharing their stories of teaching arts, because this is one of those things, like if I were to share one of the breadcrumbs on the trail that excite me about it, is that it's never boring because you're always learning new stuff all the time. So that's to say, I'm excited about hearing what other people have to say about this whole teaching arts business. And how will I learn about that? Well, I'm going to follow the Art Sound Off hashtag, because that's the deal with Art Sound Off, is my buddy Rob Stenzinger and I of leanintoart.com challenge ourselves and by extension everybody else to go and check in on a regular basis over the month of November with an audio journal of some kind. And then share it on social media someplace with the Art Sound Off hashtag. And then other people can listen in by following along there. So I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
In today's story, Skeletor was looking for a shortcut, a quick way to riches and power. You may know some people like that, always looking for the quick way to get ahead of everybody else. Well, it doesn't work that way. The people who succeed are the ones who work for what they want. So don't be fooled by those who say they have a sure thing. There's always a catch to it. Don't sell yourself short. The right way is the best way. Until later.